Today FM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper and Capital Flow, providing cash flow solutions for businesses in Ireland with invoice discounting.
Today FM.
Ian Guider, Markets Editor of the Business Post, is with us for our daily business update. And Ian, you know, there's that old cliche about lies, lies and damn statistics, but it comes to mind when you see the Department of Finance budget 2021 forecast out today, suggesting that economic growth for the country is only going to fall by 2.5% for 2020. How relevant is that really when you see unemployment at 16%, when the loss of jobs far exceeds the worst of what happened in the economic crash of a decade ago?
Yeah, look, I suppose you can look at this with a bit of good news that compared to what is happening in economies across Europe, where you're seeing declines of 10%, 12%, 15%, even 20% in the UK, we are only going to decline by 2.5% this year. Back in April, the Department of Finance had forecast that the economy could contract by 10.5% this year. Now, Matt, again, most of it is down to multinational companies, particularly pharmaceutical companies, technology companies. They are relatively unaffected by what's happening because they export from Ireland to all around the world. Some of the things, as we know in this economy, Matt, don't even touch what happens directly here in Ireland. Some of these companies may only have a small presence. Some of them may even only have a brass plaque, but it does affect the overall Irish economy. So therefore,
two economies, effectively. We have a sort of a real domestic economy, the nuts and bolts that people get involved buying and selling, retailing, all the rest of it. And then we have this very lucrative, admittedly, from a tax revenue point of view, economy, which tends to distort the overall figures and not give a real indication of what's really happening.
It does, but it does have beneficial impacts on the rest of the economy through the supply chain, through all the ancillary workers that are hired to service these companies. Now, Matt, I should say the domestic economy, the figures put out by the department today, they call it modified domestic demand. It's going to contract by 6.5% this year. So that's the real Irish economy. Tourism, hospitality, retail, travel, leisure, that's going to suffer this year and it's going to contract again next year in a slight way as well. However, you're right, the impact on jobs this year, we're looking at an unemployment rate at the end of this year of just about 16%. The Department of Finance do say that they do expect economic activity to lift a little bit next year. They expect that unemployment at the end of 2021 will fall to around 10%. That means that employment numbers will rise by about 145,000. So the economy takes the hit, the real economy takes the hit this year. We do get the benefit of these multinationals, as you say, in corporation tax, because if you look at the figures, they've been so far this year, corporation tax receipts have far exceeded what anybody forecast. They're up by about $1.5 billion, and we'll probably collect more corporation tax this year than we did last year. So that will support the overall economy, Matt. So there is a benefit to these multinationals. It's not just flattering the national accounts. They do have an impact here in terms of the taxes they pay. And look, it does just give us a lift as well that we're not being lumped into the brackets of those European economies. You look at France, Spain and Italy, all looking like contracting by double-digit percentages this year.
Something that Ben mentioned on the 5 of 5 yesterday, which I didn't get a chance to ask you about last night, but I do want to talk to you about now, is what's happened at Quinn Industrial Holdings, which is no longer named that. Sean Quinn's name taken away from the business that he built up and then subsequently destroyed. It's now going to be called Mannock. Is this going to be the rebranding? How significant do you think could this be for the old business being put on a new footing?
Well, I'll tell you the significance of it, Matt, is that the Irish Independent are reporting that in advance of this name being unveiled yesterday, that the Quinn Industrial Holdings Group, rebranding as Mannock, approached the PSNI, the Police Service of Northern Ireland, and the Garda Síochána about telling them that they were going to change the name of the company and that the signage would be seen on its lorries, which go from its quarry all around the country and to the UK. So just because of fears that there might be reprisals against the company, given what has happened over the last year, this is very significant. There's a very big factor up in the Fermanagh area that is part of the Quinn Group with a big Q sign on it for Quinn. That will disappear in the coming weeks. All of the fleet of vehicles that Quinn would have taking its products around Ireland and the UK, they will be rebranded over the coming weeks. And it is a break with Sean Quinn. He's reported to have been, I suppose, disappointed that the name of the business he founded decades ago will disappear.
Disappointed? What's that a euphemism for, Ian?
But Matt, it has to be said, the owners of this company now, which are a number of US investment firms and the local management, they've pumped in 60 million euro over the last 5 years to this company. They've maintained employment and grown it slightly. It's 830 people now employed by Quinn Industrial Holdings. It's moved on so much from Sean Quinn's days that they are probably right to rebrand this business. They put their investment on the line. They've taken an awful lot in personal toll over the last year by the management team and by the investors, and they are doing well. They put out their financial results for 2019, showing that their earnings, despite all that happened in the economy and despite all that happened to those executives last year, they grew their earnings to 26 million. They maintained their turnover pretty much flat at 240 million and put a further 11.5 million into the business, upgrading the manufacturing facility, adding more vans so that they can transport stones from the quarries to building sites all around Ireland. And they are doing quite well. And talk about the fact that they've done okay this year. Even though you have Brexit going on, it's a big exporter of cement materials, also packaging materials to the food industry in the UK. So despite all that's happening, this business is doing well. But a very symbolic break with Sean Quinn and the new business being called Mannock.
Talking of big employers in Ireland, Google, there was a fascinating report today. Davy Stockbrokers suggested that as many as 30% of Google's 7,000 strong workforce had left the country during the pandemic, going to work from home, which could be anywhere in Eastern Europe or anywhere else. But that, if true, would have enormous significance for payroll taxes and also for, I think, Google's domicile and all the rest of it. It's a story that certainly seems to have got some attention, suggestions that all of these people have been told to get back to Ireland before year end.
Yeah, so Google, one of the biggest employers in Ireland, as you said, around 7,000 people. But Bloomberg reporting this evening that senior company executives have told staff who may have, and it's not just in Ireland, that staff who may be working in any of their offices around the world and went back to their home countries to maybe avoid restrictions or to go back and be with their families, are being told by the end of this year to get back to the country where they are based, because, of course, there will be personal taxation implications for them. Matt, many people might have been away for more than a year, or for more than half a year. That has implications as to where they are resident for taxation. Also has an impact on the company as well. So while they have been told to get back to their country where they are nominally based, that doesn't mean they'll automatically go back into the offices. They may be told to work from whatever home they had in Ireland or whatever home they had in Dublin, which will have an impact on the rental market because, of course, we have seen, Matt, this year in the rental market, the number of properties has risen because the Airbnb effect, very few tourists, and also because these people who would earn money maybe on short-term lets, they have gone back, those apartments have come back on the market and we have seen rental prices decrease. But now they're being told to come back to the country. Google wants their employees back in the country where they are based. And remember, Matt, Google is a multinational that has a huge workforce in diverse backgrounds. We're not just talking several countries, we're talking dozens of countries. I think it's 90 different nationalities work in Google. So this is going to be a huge logistics operation by the end of this year because, of course, Matt, where are you going to get these flights from? Many of the flights are cancelled from many overseas countries.
Thank you very much, Ian Guider, Markets Editor of The Business Post.
Today FM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper and Capital Flow, providing cash flow solutions for businesses in Ireland with invoice discounting.
Today FM.